You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The everyday problems of high school teenagers have often been depicted in film, but never quite the way Laurent Conté has in his latest call, The Class. That may be because, for starters, he used a real-life former teacher to co-author the screenplay and to star in the film. The Class won the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year, and it opened the New York Film Festival. Today, it begins its theatrical run as something of a Christmas present for New Yorkers, and I'm very pleased that it brings Laurent Conté to this show to talk with me again. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How did you come upon this teacher, François Bégodeau, who's such an essential part of the success of your film?
So first I wrote the first script right 4 years ago. It means two years before meeting François and reading his book. And this was already telling the story of Suleiman, which is an important part of the film.
One of the students,
yes. And then I read by chance the book of François and talked with him. And I realized that what he could bring me and bring to the film was all this documentary material that I really needed to make the film, The Class, really exist. You know, François had been a teacher for 10 years, and it gave me the point of view from inside that I would never get by myself, of course, since I'm not a teacher and I'm not, unfortunately, a student anymore.
Although you're the child of teachers, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm also father of a student.
But you must have had some sense of what the frustrations of teachers were when your parents just talked about it over dinner.
Yes, frustration and also happiness that this work can bring to you. You know, it's, of course, sometimes very depressing because you miss something. You don't manage to transmit something, or you can't make a good relation with one children. But also sometimes when you understand that something happens between you and the class, it can be one of the most wonderful job.
Did you feel that François Bégodeau liked the educational system?
Right. He doesn't like the educational system for itself, but he likes teaching.
Although he's quit.
Yes, because he's also a writer. He's also a film critic. And he couldn't manage to do all that well. So he chose and decided to go on writing.
And he's also an actor now. And I suspect that if you had used an actor who had not been a teacher, it could have been a perfectly fine film, but something might have been lost.
Yes, I think, you know, we decided to keep a lot of space for improvisation in the film, for the children, of course, but also for François, who was obliged to follow the children where they wanted the scene to go. And François, the teacher, has to be very reactive to what was happening in the class. And that I think that just a teacher can do that.
So he really was working with students who, to some degree, were acting the way they might have acted in a class.
Yes.
And
even if we, you know, we wrote a real script, we had all the story was really planned, and even the lines were written, the dialogues. And sometimes, you know, we just ask children to say a few of these lines that were really necessary, and the rest was improvised. And we used to make many takes so that we could be more and more precise on each take.
And the film feels like a documentary, but because you could do extra takes, of course, you had an advantage over making a documentary where you have to do it just as the real events unfold.
Yes, and it allows us to, you know, concentrate in one scene, thing that could happen during the whole year, but here we can put them just in 5-minute scene so that the sense of it can be stronger.
What did you do about cameras? Did you use a lot of different cameras so that you could not only catch the kids as they piped up to say what they were going to say, but also catch some of the reactions?
Yes, we had three cameras, in fact, in the classroom. One which was always on the teacher, on François, because he's the one who organized the scene, you know. One on the children who was speaking to him. And the third one was either waiting for the another one who was going to speak, or just trying to capture some moment of life of the class. You know, people sleeping in one, on the table, another one cutting the hair of his neighbor, or someone dreaming, watching through the window, and things like that.
Did you feel the students were at all affected by the cameras?
No, not at all.
Because people often are when they know there's a camera, they start acting out.
No, I think that first we have been working very long before the shooting. You know, during the old school year, we had a workshop with the children, and they get used to the idea of making a film. And also, I think they are part of a generation that is much more used to what film is. How you make them, and they are used to even make films with their own telephones or camcorder. And I never had to explain them that it shouldn't look at the camera, for example.
They come across as incredibly articulate, as well as at times incredibly inarticulate. And there seems to be a game going on during the class that no one names and that everyone is aware of. A game that has to do with their relationship to the teacher and their relationship to each other.
So the moments we decided to show in the film were the moments where the teacher accepts discussion. It's not, you know, a documentary film that tries to show all the aspect of a school year. We just choose the moment that were strong for the fiction too, and these moments are these discussions they can have together, and that moment the class is more a school of democracy more than anything else.
Well, you said that you didn't want to make another Dead Poet Society.
Yes.
What did you mean by that? What would have been wrong with that?
I think when I wanted to make this film was to show the complexity of this school system and how difficult it is to teach, how difficult it is to learn. And I didn't want to create, you know, this kind of heroic character, heroic teacher, perfect model teacher that could, you know, bring the good words on the children and change your life. I think it's more honest to say, right, this system is not perfect. It has a lot of contradiction in it. But in the same way, we don't have found another better one, you know?
My guest is Laurent Conté, who is the director and co-screenwriter of The Class, which opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Theater. This class is multicultural, and I suspect that reflects changes in France. Is this something that we would find a similar class in all the major urban centers of France?
Yes, you can find this kind of class and this kind of mixed population in a lot of cities now in France.
And part of the tension is that there's a real awareness of color, of immigrant status, of religion in a class like this. François, the teacher, represents the old France, and for many of the students represent a new France.
So I'm not sure François really represents this old France.
Well, he's a standard. He tries to uphold the standards of the French language and tell them how to speak correctly.
Yes, but he doesn't say them, you don't speak like that. He say you can speak like that sometimes, but sometimes you have to learn how to speak the real official language, you know, because it's important for them to have weapon to find their place in the society. But no, it was important for me to have this subject of diversity and integration, because I think France is not really ready for that. And I think as strong is the stronger right. If these kids could feel desired by France, they wouldn't react as strongly at that claiming their origin. In fact, all those
there's kids a power struggle going on because they feel that they can be overwhelmed by France.
Yes.
How close is the character Francois to the teacher in the book he wrote, Between the Walls?
I think what you see of the way he's working with the children is quite close to what Francois was really when he was a teacher. But I think we really build the character for all the very end of the film when he's, you know, in front of a dilemma, which is opposite to his sort of ideal view of what school should be. You know.
He's very democratic, and at the same time, he's come upon a very confrontational situation. Yeah. We won't go into more detail.
But in fact, it's I think all the characters of my different films looks a little bit like that. They are idealists, and their idealism is confronted to a system that is stronger than them, and it's which is, for the moment, quite necessary.
Were all of the people working in this film non-professionals?
Yes.
Is this something you've done in the past? I know years ago I spoke to Abbas Kiarostami, who told me that another director said, you're crazy to work with non-professionals. And so he made one film with professional actors, and then afterward he said, you're crazy to work with professional actors.
Right. I usually like to work with both, to mix professional and non-professional. I think it's good for both of them. On this one, it was important for me to really listen to what they have to say about their own life, because school is a sort of secret place. If you are not a student or a teacher, you don't know what's happening inside. So I was really asking for first-hand information about it.
And when you were auditioning the kids, were you looking for certain types, or did you respond to certain people because they looked like they were interesting and then adjust the film accordingly?
So, in fact, the casting was not a real casting. We organized a workshop in a junior high school in Paris, and we opened this workshop to all the volunteers of the school. At the beginning, we had about 50 of them, and after a few weeks, just 25 stayed, and the 25 are the ones who are now in the film. So I don't have the feeling that I choose them.
But they were the most motivated.
They were the most motivated, and they wanted to be part of it.
Did you have certain characters you thought would become important to the plot from the beginning, or did that develop as you went along?
It depends of which character. Some of them were really necessary to the story.
And like Suleiman.
Like Suleiman, for example. And we had to look at him. But in this group, in fact, we made tests with different boys and finally stopped on one, which is not the closer actor for the character. He's even very different from what he is in the film. In the film, he's supposed to be a tough guy, and in real life, he's one of the most kindest boy I ever met, you know. But other actors bring their characters with them, and we integrate that in the script. In fact,
I get the feeling a few of them are going to wind up becoming actors because they were so natural.
One already made another film this summer. Yes.
So, how did you choose the high school that you filmed in? What were you looking for?
In fact, I chose first the neighborhood, the 20th arrondissement in Paris, which is the most mixed part of Paris. I think we have a lot of old immigrants, new ones, and also, French origin people who live there together. And the school are reflecting that in this area. So we choose one, the first one, in fact, we contact the administration, and the teachers were very interested by the by the experience, and so we went on with them.
Did you also use the teachers from the school? Because the teachers seemed to be like real teachers. The parents seemed to be real parents.
Yeah, the teachers are the real teachers of school. The parents are the real parents of the kids. The principal of the school is the principal, the real principal of the school. So everybody is really acting someone who is close to him.
Now, you've done this before. You did this with Human Resources, where you use non-professionals. Yeah. And then, as you say, you've done other films with professional actors. What are the advantages and the disadvantages of both approaches?
When I'm making a film, I like when something happens that was not written, you know, some accidents. And of course, when you are with professional actors, the accidents are really rare.
With them, it's interpretation.
Yes. And with non-professional actors, right, you can have things that happen that you even didn't think before. And it's a really good way to make the film going on, the writing going on even during the shooting.
Now, what's been the reaction to the film in France and the reaction to Francois and the way he handled this multicultural class?
So first, we had a very good, very big box office.
You won the Palme d'Or. That really helped.
That maybe helped, yes. But also the word to mouth. No, the word to, how do you say, where people were speaking of the film.
They called it word of mouth.
Word of mouth. It was very good, especially with the children. Kids, you know, who are usually going to see action films, really wanted to come and see this film. Because I think they understood that the film was paying attention to what they really are and what they really do in their life, you know.
And I suspect that American kids will see themselves in this film as well if they can get past the subtitles, which is always a problem with kids and movies. What about the teenagers in the film? Did they like the way they came off?
Did they?
Were they happy with... What was their reaction to that film?
So their first reaction when they saw the film was, wow, it's a real film. And they didn't have the feeling that we were, you know, working hard enough to make a film, because in fact the old shooting was a really relaxed and funny, and we laughed a lot, and it was not possible for them to arrive to such a finished produce, you know. And so they were impressed, and then we had the Cannes ceremony, and at that moment I think they realized that they were really that their talent and their work had been recognized, and that they were really the image of France for a few hours like that.
Laurent Conté's film, The Class, opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Cinema. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you very much.